As Davenport residents and local leaders gathered in Lafayette Park to mark the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, they also mirrored an event that Henry Vargas remembers fondly.
I was down there on the levee, and it was very crowded, big crowd. That had to be close to a couple thousand.
In 1963, those who couldn't make the trip to Washington, D.C. held their own rally in Davenport. Vargas attended the rally as a young man, steeped in his work organizing the Latino community, many of whom were immigrant farm workers, to protest discriminatory hiring practices and to push for fair housing. The group quickly realized their goals aligned with the NAACP, and the two worked together for years.
We learned what our congressmen were, who our senators were, and on down the line. If we would file a complaint, we sent it out to everybody. You know, we just felt it was time for us to do something.
Fair housing was high on the agenda for William, or W.C. Cribbs, who joined the movement as a high school student in the 40s and would later become Davenport's first Civil Rights Commission director.
People were living in places where they had sheets separating the rooms. The health department wouldn't do nothing about it.
With the Catholic Interracial Council, Cribbs and others confronted landlords who refused to rent or sell properties to minorities.
When you'd send somebody out to see about an apartment, then they'd say the apartment was not available, and then you'd find out it was available. Those were difficult times. When you send people out for a job and they'd get turned down.
But Cribbs and other civil rights pioneers have left a legacy here in Davenport, says Sheila Burridge, who sits on the city council, and it's a legacy she hopes to continue.
I was reaping the benefits of what W.C. Cribbs and Charles Tony did, and I'm fearless, because I know somebody, if I get the door open, they're going to come in with me.
In Davenport, I'm Dori Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.